Exclusive. Representative Issa calls for investigation of Hatch Act violations by CIA Inspector General. By Emma Jo Morris on May 12, 2023. Congressman Daryl Issa, RCA, sent a letter Wednesday to the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, Inspector General to request the agency investigate findings by the Judiciary Select Subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, displaying current employees of the spy agency, advancing partisan political interests of the Biden campaign in the lead-up to the 2020 election. The 65-page interim report, compiled by the Judiciary Committee, Intel Committee, and Weaponization of the Federal Government Select Subcommittee released Wednesday, details how at least one CIA employee allegedly had a role in obtaining signatures for the now-debunked statement that 51 former intelligence officials signed, casting doubt on the Hunter Biden laptop series published in the New York Post in 2020. Rep. Issa's letter requests the AG investigate violations of laws prohibiting executive branch officials, namely law enforcement and national security agency employees, from participating in political activity. Rep. Issa's letter to the AG begins, "I'm writing to request your office investigate the participation of CIA employees in the cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop story in the final days leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Recently revealed information provided to congressional investigators suggests that taxpayer resources and CIA staff may have been used to aid the Biden 2020 presidential campaign. As you know, the Hatch Act requires a clear dichotomy between the constitutional and statutory duties of federal officials and any political or campaign-related activities in which they engage. Federal law detailed under 5 U.S.C. Section 7323b. 2b, further restricts employees within federal law enforcement and national security agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency. These employees may not take an active role in political activity, even while off-duty." Issa adds that the investigation by the AG is necessary to further the Congress's work in assessing how government power is abused, the core focus of the subcommittee, so that Congress can effectively consider whether taxpayer resources and intelligence organizations are being used improperly to advance partisan political interests of the Democratic congressional candidate and the Democratic Party. "I ask for your swift review of all necessary materials," the letter concludes. Issa told Breitbart News that he requested an AG investigation to create separation with the administration in investigating a matter that has an obvious conflict of interest, saying, "No one is buying that the Biden administration can credibly and transparently investigate itself. No one is buying that the Biden administration can credibly and transparently investigate itself. This is why the inspectors general exist, to provide an independent and reliable review of the executive branch when we can't trust its own people," he told Breitbart. "The CIA knows the truth here. Either one or more of its employees committed an extreme Hatch Act violation and tampered in the 2020 election, or didn't. The fact that our committee is being stonewalled on what is essentially a simple question only strengthens our resolve to get the truth," he continued. Day letter to CIA IG, 05.23 updated V3 by Breitbart News on Scribd.